Welcome to Balls in a Sleeve podcast. I'm Sam Anderson. I'm with Steve Johnston. PGA Advanced?
Correct.
Perfect. We're live. It's recording.
So we are on.
Everything we discuss now is live.
Official. No
C-bombs
from now on.
No C-bombs. But I'm having a wee beer Moretti.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, Tennent's. Cheers.
There you go. Oh, no, you're open yet. Hey. Cheers, mate.
Cheers. What have you been on this week?
What have I been on this week? I've been doing lots of YouTube videos. I'm sorry, I'm just pouring this lager. That's far more important than the podcast. I'm sorry, it's just going to have to hold.
Oh, that's terrible.
Look at that. Oh, that looks brilliant, eh?
Oh, nice head.
Cheers. Mmm. Thanks a lot.
You've got a milky tash.
I'm all over this today. What have I been up this week? I've been pretty busy with YouTube stuff, website stuff, looking after the wee man. That's obviously important, looking after him. Do you know it's quite hard work, eh? Having the wife's obviously she's working from home, so I am entertaining a 9-year-old full time and trying to do a little bit of work as well. But it's hard work just having chat with a 9-year-old all the time. No adult chat.
Oh, I'm with you.
It wears you down, doesn't it?
Beth's 8 as well. And it's a shame for them because they obviously miss the playground and stuff where they talk a lot of bollocks.
Whereas, at least they come home with different chat.
Aye, know? Whereas we go, aye, I'm going, she now knows, what did you learn during the holidays? Or not during the holidays, sorry, no holidays. What did you learn during COVID? During lockdown, I learnt that my dad tells me to shut the fuck up quite a lot.
I don't bother that. I just walk out the room. Wife, just crack on, son. I'm out of here.
To be fair, like you, it's entertaining. It's difficult, but they seem to cope better than we do.
Oh, aye, absolutely. I mean, they do. They adapt very, very well.
Their routine. Beth had a FaceTime with four pals yesterday. What a racket come from a room. 4 8-year-olds all on, it was Messenger.
Right.
Oh, I was just like, shut the door. There's another.
Just let them.
Bash on. Great.
There's some party rings in a foot shoot. Go wild.
I'm going to sit in the garden with a few beers.
Exactly. I'm going to talk to another three of my pals on Messenger.
I haven't got three pals.
No, that's true, right? Invite folk on here to try and make pals. Brilliant. What have you been up to this week? Have you been busy? Have you been doing much?
Work, standard work, just a few classes here and there. It's getting a bit. You see all this stuff about teaching digitally and that, and I'd like to say it's like a fairy. They say it's like a fairy tale. It's like Disneyland. Everything's perfect. Bollocks. Teaching online's brutal. I'm Mr. Digital. I teach staff how to use digital technology and I should be the one that's loving it. It's great, but it doesn't work for everybody. And we need some real home truths out in the media about how teachers are working from home and real facts and figures about students engaging and taking part. But that's not for us to get in. We're getting political here.
We are.
Let's go off. But the best bit is, I've been smashing the walk bike.
Oh, have you?
My arse is like the Japanese flag.
I can't wait to see that.
Sudocrem is my friend.
I bet it is. So you were telling me that, yes, you put the walk bike, had it in the garden last week and yesterday. How many miles did you do yesterday?
I did 100.
100 miles, non-stop?
Non-stop, but I had to jump off for a pee, so I was upstairs, changed my clothes, pee and back down. So I had 4 minutes off the bike in total, and for 4 hours 40, I was sitting on the walk bike.
What's with the clothes change? What's that all about?
I was sweating my moobs off.
You change your shirt at half time.
They changed my chamois, pissed myself.
So you'd be getting mega fit, 100 miles in the garden and needed that 100k the day before or something, wasn't it?
Aye.
Is that right?
I've just been up Alpe d'Huez this morning. It's perfect.
Just cycle up Alpe d'Huez, Jesus.
Aye. But the problem is I went to Forsyth for a pie. No queue, so I went in, got a couple of pies for me and Beth. I walked out with four scotch, two pork, two macaroni, a large steak pie, some chopped pork, and a potted hoch.
Do you know you've earned that? That's it. Yeah, it's not negative calories, but if you're running a level kilo, if you burn off 2,000 of them, put them back on. Because you're not exactly overweight, it's fine.
It's weird how it goes in. You need something to focus on, and for me, it seems to be going on the bike.
Aye, absolutely. It's good for the sanity. I went jogging today, so I did only did 29 minutes worth, so I did 5K, exactly 5K.
Why did you not run up to 30 minutes?
Well, I did. I stopped. I was aware that my wee Under Armour app spoke to me saying 5 kilometres, time 29 minutes, split 5 minutes, 20, whatever it was. So that's what based on. But then by the time I got back into the front garden there, it was just over 30 minutes. So
okay.
You're right. I know you've got to round it up. I know you are that, right, you're a sad bastard.
You can't stop at 4.98. You've got to go round the block or whatever.
I do a bit of running, as you know, and I was thinking, what's the point in it all? So, and I look at you in the garden thinking that's some constructive stuff and it's good for the mind. So I'm like, right, okay, I need to focus on this. So I said to Amanda today, I said, I'm going to go out and do half an hour running. 5K seems to be the half hour just now. But I was thinking, okay, the route I do, if I do 5K every day for 30 days, I was going to do 30 minutes every day for 30 days. But if I do 5K every day for 30 days and see if I can up my speed. And then that hopefully will give me something to focus on every day. Even when I go back to work, I'll get up early in the morning and do it. And just have some sort of just good for the mind, good for the body, good for the soul, just everything to have something to focus on. Because this just think, like, I'll go for a run and just and you stop and you there's nothing positive about it at all. And you come back going, that was all right, but it wasn't exactly productive, you know. So I took a leaf out of your book with your cycling and things, thinking, yeah, let's have a goal at least. So I'm going to try it today was day one of 30. We'll see how we go. But just having that focus, just headspace. And you come back from it afterwards, and you'll be the same off the bike, and you get in the shower and you come out of the shower, and you feel brilliant, you feel brand new, absolutely brilliant.
Totally, it's like jumping on the day. I thought I'd struggle today jumping. We're talking about more cycling, but jumping on the bike today, I was sitting in the living room bored. I was like, I'm going for a cycle, because Saturday's generally golf day for me. For you, you're in the shop. You meet all your golfers, so it's a social day. So I'm finding the weekends harder because you're still in that bubble, which is the same as Monday to Friday. So I was like sitting, it's 11 o'clock. Right, I'm going on the bike. Didn't feel like it because I'd been on yesterday for quite a long time. I went on, I felt so strong. I'd done intervals going up Alpe d'Huez. It was great. Sweat was dripping off me. And it was just like, okay. I feel it now, but it's just, it was that head, but I thought, hour and a half now is nothing after 4:40. There's maybe going to be talk later in the next couple of episodes. I might be trying to do a challenge, but we'll not tell you just now in case I don't do it.
Well, I was going to say about challenges. I mean, this is a golf podcast, and we'll get to golf at some point. If you tune in for golf, just tune back out again.
Come in about 20 minutes.
Well, it's goal setting as well, though. But I was thinking that if I was going to do 30 days worth, then why don't put a photo on Instagram every day of my times and things, just to try and not gain momentum, but for me personally to go, there's 3,000 followers on Instagram, so they're not going to be exactly waiting on it, but at least I know I've got some sort of, I've got to check in at some point to say I have done this.
Yeah.
So even if I go to work and I come back from work, I'm doing coaching at night or something like that, and if it means I have to go out at 10 o'clock at night to go and run 5K, then that's what I have to do.
Yep, totally.
I'm thinking about doing that, and you could do that as well with your cycling. You can do stages and have a stage every second day of a certain part of the Tour de France or something like that.
Yeah, there's talk of sort of the Tour de France on Zwift and stuff, but that'd be I'm going bigger than that.
Yeah, I know your plans, but we'll keep that quiet.
Everest.
That is brilliant. Everest. I don't think I want to say about that.
We'll talk about that later. But right. No, you definitely goal setting, because it's like going to hit balls.
Totally.
Everything's got a goal setting. I've actually not hit that many balls in the garden. I thought I'd be hitting balls every day. I just kind of get motivated for it because I do it sometimes, but then I'm just going, I want to see the flight of the ball.
I'm fortunate I've got TrackMan in the garden, so I can see what's actually happening. So I did a video the other day with TrackMan, and you're right, I've hardly hit any balls as well. I'm very similar. I hit a lot of balls doing the video, I hit 10 balls doing the video, and then afterwards, once I've done it all, camera down, everything like that, and I thought, you know, let's just, from now on, let's hit some balls. I was in the mood for hitting some balls because I had that data there, and I stayed out for an extra hour. I must have hit another 30 or 40 balls or so, it was productive, and I was taking measurements and thinking, this is really, really good. And it sort of dawned on me that being away from golf, I mean, I'm what, 44 years old? I'll be 45 this year. Can you believe that? That'd be brutal. But I think this is the longest time I've been away from golf since I was 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 32, 33 years, whereas there's the longest, and this is the longest period I've been apart from golf. It's like a love affair.
Aye.
I mean, me and that golf course have never been that far apart. You know, it's crazy. And it's trying to get the buzz back for that. But I'm sure when we get back golfing, you're the same. You'll be exactly the same. As soon as you tee up on that first and you're doing there and you've got the hip flask out, going up the second, that you'll be like, this is brilliant. So glad they're back doing this. That's magic.
See, we were talking about this yesterday. We're going to need everybody in the groups, or the two ball, or if we've got an eight ball but it's four twos, everybody's going to need their own hip flask.
That's right.
So we're going to be more melted.
That's you're not sharing from one hip flask, you've all got a full hip flask each.
Aye.
Christ, you guys are just as well, it's only opening as nine holes, I think. There's no way you'll make it up to 10.
That's the problem, that the clubhouse is still closed, but I still had to walk home even though I took the car over.
That's right. The bar's closed, I had to walk home. That golf's brutal. But it's good, and goal setting thing as well. So I've been thinking about the return to golf and how I'm going to approach it. So having been away for so long, I mean, as I say, I mean, that's the longest spell I've had away from golf. It's just, I mean, it's golf's been my life, obviously. And now I'm thinking when I go back, I'm like, I've been reading a book as well about it as well. And I don't dislike playing golf. You kind of fall out of love with that. When you become pro, you kind of lose your hobby. So I'm thinking, how can you get that back as well? So when I go and play golf now, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and play golf as opposed to, I'm going to go and play like a child would play instead of trying to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
And try and get some fun back into it. And I did a video last week with a hickory shaft on TrackMan to find out the numbers from that. It was, honestly, I loved it. It was absolutely brilliant fun. It was completely different. It was like a wee kid experimenting again. So I want to go on the first tee. If I'm playing with amateurs who, they always expect me to play well. And how am I supposed to play well if I'm stuck in a shop for 7 days of the week, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go out there. I'm going to explain the first tee. No matter who I'm playing with, I'm going to have an approach. I'm going to say, you know, we're here to golf today. And I'm here to play golf. I'm not here to perform. There's a massive difference between playing and performing. And I'm out here to play. And if I have a treble bogey, well, that's just part of the game. Mm-hmm. That's part of the fun of the game. And I'll have birdies as well. Guarantee I'll have birdies. But I'm not out here to perform, to put on any sort of show. I'm now taking an aspect or a view of golf now when I go back that I'm playing the game. I'm actually just out to play like a child.
So you're going to have fun. You're going to go for the danger shot rather than the pro shot, which is...
Aye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think there'll be more of that sort of thing, you know.
Target golf.
Target golf, right.
And if it goes wrong, it goes wrong, rather than it being... Aye.
Exactly. I'm just playing again. If I'm playing Monopoly against Lloyd, I'll buy loads of hotels knowing I'm going to get bust, but who cares? I'm having great fun here.
I cheat Monopoly.
And take that onto the golf course as well. But we have too many amateurs go out, good amateur, any amateur, they go out to perform. And there's, I'm assuming that some amateurs don't actually, they enjoy the golf, they enjoy the environment of golf, they enjoy meeting their pals, they enjoy the walk between shots, but a lot of them fear the actual act of hitting the golf shot in front of their pals.
Aye.
There's anticipation there. They're anxious, and the actual act that they feel as though they have to perform. And if they're at a certain level, you're playing off 4 or 5, 6, you should be able to hit a driver straight, or you should be able to get it close from here. And that's pressure to perform.
I love the first hole.
Sorry,
I love the first hole when there's a crowd.
Do you?
Aye.
You like that?
Because there's usually loads of banter, and at Peebles, I'm always hitting my high.
It's a par 3 to begin
with. Par 3, 190 yards. Somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always hitting my hybrid. Unless it's really downwind, then it's sort of 6-iron, 7-iron, something like that. But my hybrid, I'm so confident with that that the banter doesn't get to me. I'll turn around and go, I'm sticking this to 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, it's on the green in the middle because I'm that confident with the club. And it pisses them off straight away.
It's absolutely brilliant what you've just said there, because you've lowered their expectations and you've lowered your own expectations by saying them. You basically said, you know, fuck it, I don't care, I'm putting this to 10 feet. And they're like, aye, right, sir. So if you don't, there's no pressure.
Uh-huh.
And if you do, you're like, fuck, you told you I was going to do that.
And they just look and go, you're a dick. I was like, Uh-huh.
I'm playing. I'm not here to perform, just here to play a game. That's brilliant. It's lowering everyone's expectations and takes the pressure off yourself as well.
Totally, totally. Just brilliant. Give them it back and like, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's, I tried.
That's it.
But
I think when I go back as well, I'm going to... I've got all the gear. I'm going to just play more games with just half sets. Just take a totally different approach to it. Just out to play. And this tomorrow or next time I play, I'm going to take a bag with six irons and a putter. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to take. And then next week, I'll take a driver, a hybrid, an 8-iron, a wedge, a putter. That's it. Yeah, I'm going to do more of that. No matter what game I'm playing, if I'm going to do a vlog with Dan or yourself at Cardrona or something like that, I don't need the whole bag there for that. I'm out to play. And just, you know, I've only brought 5 clubs. Let's see what we can do.
How about your Twitter followers or Insta followers select your bag for the week?
That's, there you go.
There's a shout.
Right, well, we could do that. So we could put something on Insta saying that Sam and I are playing on Thursday night at Cardrona. We're going to play 5-6 hole match play. What clubs do you want me to take? Maximum of 7 clubs. You choose them.
One of them's obviously got to be a putter, and a wood. Some sort of wood.
I'll not need a wood against you.
Never give me 4 iron.
That's always going to be in that kind of golf that I thought that.
But obviously golf's back in England and Wales, is that right?
Wales start on Monday, I believe. Yeah,
back in England.
Monday coming.
Is it wrong about goal setting? How's goal setting going to happen this year? Because there's not going to be many competitions. So although people are obviously going to golf for fun, exercise, etc., the lower handicappers generally golf to try and win or get their handicap down. Mm-hmm. Most people's focus, I would see, is trying to get your handicap down, along with enjoyment. But how are they going to set goals for that without actual... Everybody's handicap's going to stay the same this year.
If there's nothing to play for, that's right.
Yeah.
How are you going to set goals?
So is this where it is just going to be fun, which is good? So people might actually get better because there's less pressure.
Right. Maybe. I really don't know. I don't know how do you set a goal if there's no end result required. Yeah. Anyone that's practicing any pros, guys on PGA Tartan Tour and Europro, maybe even Challenge Tour, which is just the tour below European Tour, they may well just be now practicing for the start of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And you move your goals by 12 months.
So their goals would be the stats that they can get from your TrackMan, your FlightScope, etc. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be their. I think Carly Booth and all them have got them in the garden, and they're on about their figures, etc. How many balls are hitting? And Carly's figures. Carly's figures are amazing.
Carly's figure.
There's figures. Have you seen her figures?
I knew we'd go there. I know. I always go there. Oh,
we're on about our track, man.
Right. Okay.
But for your general amateur, it's more. It's about having fun and just getting out there, I suppose. But it's a hard one to do as well, because there's nothing to play for. How do you change cash at the end of the day? How do you, like, we always play for like pound, 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 6 or 8 of it in the squad. It's going to be PayPal.
It's going to be PayPal. That's right. How can Flannery get £2 coins? How we can give him £2 coins?
Oh, there's always a way to do that.
I'm sure I'll post them if I have to. Well, you'll sort your own suites between yourselves. I mean, if you guys, if you're clever enough to be able to book your tea times, I don't know how that's going to open up, but I mean, I'm just thinking about it in general. I know golf courses down south. I've spoken to a few guys.
3 days waiting.
Sorry?
3 days waiting list down south.
Yeah.
That's mental.
I think that's fair to stop people just booking everything.
No, totally.
The guys down south, I mean, I spoke to a few pros down south, and they've been busy from 7 in the morning till 7 at night, just constant two balls every 10 minutes, just been absolutely rammed. Just everyone wants the golf, members only. A lot of guys down there, you're not be able to sign a guest on or anything like that. It's just, listen, you guys have paid your membership, use the course, it's all for you, like that. So it's going to be very, very busy. I've kind of lost the plot as to what we're talking about there. Aye, so you guys, you'll book your time and you'll play your, if there's 10 of you guys in the group, you'll have 5 2 balls at whatever time of the day, and then you could probably Skype at night or Zoom meeting at night and chat about it and show your scorecard at Zoom and agree with that and work it that way. And then PayPal your money. Or just let it rack up. This is the goal. So you can have a FedEx sort of competition, so whoever wins the pot at the end of the season, once the season opens again, it's officially open, then you've got this massive pot of money.
Can he do that? Because Ricky Martin, he swindles it every week.
Does he?
Ah, he's brutal. Mr. Spreadsheet Excel. He's worse than me. He always he never wins, but he wins.
He
comes out with some stupid games that he's like, you're like, aye, where did these put? Anyway, tangent off. But goal setting, it's a hard one.
Tricky. Mm-hmm. Absolutely is. But
It'll be interesting to see how England cope over for the next 2 weeks before we are allowed to possibly get out.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, you talked about goal setting and you talked about their handicaps. Everyone's obsessed by handicap and going up 0.1 and down 0.1. How's that going to work? I put a tweet out during the week there asking people, I don't know if I can find this now, some of the answers are really good, asking them why, if equipment's much more forgiving nowadays, why have handicaps not come down? What do you think? So I put right, we're on, with modern technology and equipment become easier to use, why are handicaps in general not lower?
I would say people try to buy their handicap.
Mm-hmm.
So they try and buy the latest equipment which they think will bring them down rather than practice.
Like Liverpool buying the league. What?
Hearts got relegated.
That's a man city joke. You're getting relegated. So buying equipment to bring handicap down?
I think that's what people assume will happen.
I will assume it will happen. Yeah. Exactly. I think some of the answers were brilliant, but I'm looking at it, I think that the equipment's much easier to hit now, so irons are easier to hit, drivers are easier to hit. People, it's taking the skill out of the game a little bit. So you can be less skillful, but play with clubs that are easier to hit, and so it works out on a par. So golfers aren't as good as they were before, but the handicaps have maintained the same. If the level of skill had dropped as it has, I feel, and the equipment had stayed the same, handicaps would have gone a lot higher.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So the players taking their eyes off being a better golfer by, as you say, expecting the equipment to do the job for them.
Yeah, yeah. Rather than going out and learning how to hit that equipment to the best of its ability, the spin. Right, this is working into, this is linked to, listen, we are on the ball. Because we always mention local member, Andy stopped past yesterday with a chat over the garden hedge. They were laughing, obviously, because I've been training quite a bit and try to build the muscle up with everything else, and I've got a 40-kilogram kettlebell that's a beast. broke my back, but try to swing that. I swing it in the neighbour's garden. But he was taking the piss, because he's like, you've not thought about this. And it's links to what you're saying, that you'll be able to put more ideas in this. He says, you've not thought about this. You're going to be, I'm bulking up, I'm bigger, tighter, okay, I'm going to be swinging faster, I'm going to be getting through the ball, the core's working, that's my plan, I'm in the garden doing all this. Have you thought about the shafts? Because I'm going to be putting more, he was on about, I'll be hopefully centering the ball off my driver, but I'll not be getting much more distance because the spin rate will be doing something because of how I'm hitting the ball with my more muscles, is that right?
Possibly swing speed could be up, so therefore your shaft may place too soft for you.
Yeah.
Story of your life.
That's right? Never again.
I know that. Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Aye, so I mean that could have an effect.
This show sponsored by Viagra.
But there's players who I remember Faldo bulked up, and then Monty lost weight back in the day, and their performance dipped. So they went back to their normal stature and played better. Bryson DeChambeau's obviously geared himself up to be an absolute machine.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the equipment to go with that, and he's jumping at it, and it's working for him. But with yourself, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think the shafts in your stuff are regular, aren't they? Regular flakes.
I'm stiff in the driver ping.
Driver?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ping and hybrid, yeah.
Right, okay, so I mean, if you're swinging, we'll have to get you on track, man. But we don't know what your numbers were before, so it's going to be a hard one to compare.
Not that I'm a lot bigger, but I'm...
Nah, but I mean, if you've got that, then there's the other side as well. I mean, I think some people find if you build the wrong muscles and they're too big, it actually reduces your swing speed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're not as flexible as you were before. You're a bit restricted.
Oh, anybody's listening, I've started getting into yoga.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Yoga?
Yoga. if you want to get into yoga, go onto YouTube and follow Boho Beautiful.
Oh, I see. Oh, aye,
aye. I sent you that link, didn't I?
The blonde haired girl.
Yes. She keeps your attention well, eh?
She used to do, I used to do her yin yoga, which is when you hold, you only do like five positions over the space of an hour and you hold each position for like 15 minutes. Jesus. But she's bendy, eh?
No. She keeps my attention quite well for 20 minutes.
No wonder. I would say certainly advertise that or promote that and encourage folk to go and check her out.
Yes.
Boho Beautiful.
Yep.
There's no endorsement there, but no. You never know.
Actually, I just quite like the filming of it and that, the cinematography and stuff. It was quite nice, yeah.
I'm sure that's what you're looking at, aye. But you're... Oh, give me another tenant.
I'm just thinking that I need to go and get another beer in my ready.
So yoga flexibility. I mean, a lot of cuphead speed comes from flexibility. So, I mean, if you can balance the two out, but as I say, building too much muscle can slow swing speed down.
So, is it worth looking at the clubs that you've got, the three swing, the speed swing?
Your speed sticks.
Speed sticks.
Mm-hmm. Aye, that would be good. That building muscle and using them.
Mm-hmm.
Try and get that combo going, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And using them to build the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a lot of stuff with your medicine ball as well. You know, a lot of golf actions, throwing that off a wall.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. Your resistance bands as well, all that. Absolutely. And of course, your cardio stuff you're doing, fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, that can only help. I mean, when Noel talked about physical endurance and water intake and things like that. So, yeah. I mean, if you look at that side of things, combined with what you're doing, I mean, you will be a player.
Yes.
More of a player. Just nipping back to the technology thing there, just looking at these tweets, people are saying, you know, the ball goes further and people should get lessons to improve handicap and things like that. But one guy mentioned something which I can't actually find here, but he mentioned that, yeah, it's there, latest technology doesn't have any great advantages from 100 yards in. So your wedges, so your irons are more forgiving, your woods are more forgiving, going longer.
That's the best answer.
It's a good answer, that. I meant to say that. That was Mike Baird in Baird 007. He mentioned that advantages for 100 yards in, there's not been much.
Because that's your scoring. Advantage.
That's your scoring, absolutely. So, I mean, if you get a new driver, new irons, and you're hitting them well and you're happy with that, just get short game lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a really good answer, that. I replied to that. I just wrote, well said. But I thought it was a good answer. I hadn't really factored that in. There's different groove technology, there's different heads, construction of heads and things and wedges now. Also, graphite shafts more common in wedge, especially for bunker play to add more loft and use the bounce. Also, club head speed will be up with that. But certainly, there's no. It's because it's a feel shot instead of a full shot. There's no gain.
Yeah.
There's very little gain with the new technology.
What about putters? Like, as a putter, I would say that I'm quite a confident putter. We talked about this and we had a chat with Noel during the week about this.
You're a great putter.
And
you're a great putter because you believe you're a great putter.
Exactly, and I could believe I could putt with anything.
Mm.
I did change my putter slop, but putters don't really make that much difference if you're confident with it.
Yeah, there's guys that are putting with putters from 1970.
Your old Ping Zing thing.
1986,
eh? Putting
well with that.
Aye.
YouTube
just
golf day, first.
My £10 Wilson that you
slagged. Boom. Aye, that's right.
Huh?
That's right. But it's, I mean, obviously, it's all trying to get rolled now rather than let the ball skid. I think Harold Swash's Yes Putters were the first putter to, or one of the first putters to hit on that. They put C-groove technology in there, so on an X distance of putt, the first 18 inches skid and it starts to roll, but he got it rolling within 6 inches. I mean, the more skid, the more it goes offline, so you want to get it going end over end. So how a ball can go end over end, I don't know.
And not every ball's round.
Not every ball's round, and the green's not... The green's what?
Green's alive. Green's alive.
What chance have we got? See, there you go. Your driver will fix that. So the technology in the face, dampening the technology in the face to try and make the strike softer for feel. The shafts as well, so you've got part graphite, part steel to try and make the softer feel. Well, all these things are to try and make it feel better, but it's not going to help you hold the putt. Alignment aids on putters as well now. I'm back using my Wilson blade, which has got nothing on it, doesn't even have a dot on it or anything. Putt well with that. There's weights in the back of putters as well to the moment of inertia, so there's less twisting. So there's a lot of technology in there. So that might help. I mean, it must help somehow, they wouldn't put it in there. But I just feel as though the wedge shot, the 100 yards to the green.
Aye, that shot, 100 yards in, is just... Aye, totally. How often do you get to 50 yards in and you didn't get up and down?
Really?
You've hit two great shots, you've got 50 yards left, you think, birdie's on. You take three or four, you're like, fuck. Yeah,
that's why. See, I used to work for Fraser Mann. Fraser was a very good golfer, played European Tour. And he was so short. I mean, he hit driver like 240 or something. It was horrendously short.
Oh, that's short, shot, right, dick.
Oh, it's horrendous. But that was the old equipment. But he would leave himself, he'd rather leave himself, I mean, if it was a par 5, for example, or even long par 4, but he was just struggling to reach the front edge of the green, rather leave himself 10 yards short of the green. He'd leave himself like 90 yards. He'd hit 5-iron to leave himself 90 yards rather than 3-wood to leave him on the front edge, because he knows he'll get up and down from 90 yards. And that's all he practiced. Mm-hmm. All he practiced was 90 yards. And he would never hit balls in the range if he was playing badly. He would only practice if he was playing well. Incredible, eh? Playing well, go to the range, keep that going. Playing badly, you know what, put the clubs away for 2 days and then get back into it.
Often works.
Absolutely.
So I can't wait to my first round.
If he was hitting 3-wood into a par 5 to leave himself 20 yards short of the green, he wouldn't. He would just hit 4-iron, leave himself 90 yards.
I can understand that. I know.
Because he's hitting a full shot there rather than the field shot. He's got a full 58 degree or whatever it is from 90 yards. And nothing, and then from 90 yards up to 120, you might have all wedges sorted out in there. From 90 yards down to 1 yard, the idea.
Yeah.
Just didn't go in there, just didn't leave the ball there.
Aye.
Incredible, eh?
You could see that at Peebles as well, because if you're 80 yards less or in, you're usually a downhill lie.
Right.
And it's brutal trying to hit a wedge into that upturned saucer green. I'd rather be hitting my hybrid from 160, 170 yards.
Right, like 15th at Peebles, you leave yourself too short. It's so tricky. Do you land it short and let it run? Do you fly it all the way? But then how do you fly it all the way from 60 yards? You're better just to have 100 yards full on, 58 degrees or whatever it is, bang, middle of the green.
Mm-hmm.
Your second shot into 11, you know, you get too close to 11th green, it's just too fiddly. You may as well just hit whatever off the tee and leave yourself full wedge in there. Madness, eh? Another guy mentioned that handicaps, people's handicap haven't come down because they are under pressure knowing it's a handicap or competitive round of golf because they're playing for the handicap on that day. And he mentioned that the introduction of the new handicap system that's come out at the start of the year, because they take an average of your... I can't remember what this is. You're rated on your last 8 scores out of 20. So just rolls and rolls and rolls. So it doesn't matter how you perform that day. You might perform really badly on that day and your handicap will not change because it's your combination. So your handicaps might come down going forward because you're less pressure on that day. You're not judged on that one score on that one day. You're judged on your overall last X amount of rounds of golf. So that you might see handicaps move there. Mm. Interesting.
Okay.
It was a good tweet.
Very good.
I like the one from @mbear007. Latest technology doesn't have any great advantages on 100 yards in. Nice one.
That's the winner.
Mm-hmm. That's the winner. Well done, Mike Beard.
Yep. Yeah,
you win a Terence Lager.
Yay!
So what else are we talking about?
I don't know, that's 33 minutes.
Is that us done 33 minutes?
Aye.
I wrote down there, 4:29, aye, there we go. Well, 4:29 PM we started.
That's mental.
There you are.
Aye. What's on the rest
Rachel
of the week?
Was good last week.
What? Sorry, you
last
go.
Last week, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, Rachel McQueen was good.
Oh, very, very good. I'd quite like to get her back on to do a show about mental health. I'd be quite keen. I could use that for work as well, sort of for the students to listen to. She was really good on that. She was excellent, in fact.
She was talking about mental health. Aye, well, she talked about the mental health. She used to start that chat and we never prodded that at all. She came with it. It was really good. She was excellent.
Yeah.
And she put makeup on for us.
I know. I put aftershave on for her.
I could smell that. I thought it was like one of my cables in my computer was frying.
You go, boss man.
Hugo Boss. That must have been a Christmas present.
No, I always get that at the airport. Old school me, like.
I think it's the Old Spice me.
That's you. You're older than me. You're Brute Factor 4.
That wee green bottle.
Aye.
Absolutely.
That would sting your face, eh? Oh, I remember you used to steal your dad's.
I was never really into the aftershave thing. I still never do that because I don't shave, clearly.
No. Still got milky tash.
Aye. Hey, we'll wrap this up.
We will do. Aye. Eh, it's been a wabble. A wabble? I was only 2 beers off it. It's been a rabble. But hopefully everybody's staying safe and getting into golf. Drop us a few tweets or ideas on what you'd want us to talk about over the next couple of weeks.
That's it. Whatever platform you listen to this podcast on, leave a comment below and give us some likes. That would help. That would boost the channel.
Aye, totally. Perfect.
Brilliant.
Right, mate.
Right, my man. Take care.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
See you then. Cheers, bye.